Well, ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues, it was on the 25th of June 2009, practically a few days ago, that in a rented home in Los Angeles, California, 1 hour after receiving an injection of a painkiller called Demerol, Michael Jackson collapsed, and the paramedics, who arrived 3 minutes later at the scene, found him not to be breathing any longer. All attempts to resuscitate him failed. Those attempts continued all the way to the hospital, but eventually he was pronounced dead at the UCLA Medical Center. Now, his death triggered an outpouring of grief from Michael Jackson fans all over the world, and believe me, they are a significantly large number. It also slowed down net traffic practically to a crawl at times and in certain countries, and this is practically unheard of since 9/11. Michael Jackson's albums sold like hotcakes in the hours and days following his death. And all this despite the fact that the past few years in the musician's life were highly controversial. Michael Jackson did manage to shock the world, did manage to lose many fans, actually, and even caused people to raise questions about his sanity. A question that's actually bigger than Michael Jackson himself. The question is, if you're a child celebrity, do you really have a chance to grow up as a normal adult being and have whatever it is that we call nowadays a normal life? Look at Britney Spears, and she's not the only example. Now, you might believe that indeed showbiz cannot and should not replace traditional education and upbringing, and that is probably the case. So the question is, what separated Michael Jackson from the rest of the human race? What can explain his rather bizarre marital and parental behavior? Because that is indeed the problem. Now, if you look at his biography, there are many things that look indeed very good. His debut occurred as early as age 11. In 1969, he was already performing alongside his family member in the group known as the Jackson Five. And it was only 2 years later, at age 13, that he embarked upon his own solo career while continuing to perform alongside his brothers and parents. It was in 1982, however, that his new album called Thriller became the best-selling record of all time and brought him worldwide fame and the nickname The King of Pop, which is probably deserved because Michael Jackson does indeed have a distinctive vocal style, and combine that with his original and complicated dance techniques, you come up with a total artist whose talent is definitely beyond question. And this popular and wealthy, why not, artist also became known as a great philanthropist. Actually, he made it into the Guinness Book of World Records because he supported no less than 39 charities at the same time. He was giving away millions of dollars in donations for worthy causes. So what went wrong? What was there to tarnish the image of this successful artist and generous philanthropist? Well, presumably all philanthropists are generous. I was talking about his rather bizarre marital and parental choices, and indeed, it might have all started in 1993 when the first accusations of child abuse were raised against Michael Jackson by a 13-year-old boy named Jordan Chandler. Now, as you might expect in such a case, a huge scandal instantly broke out, and some people were more than willing to believe that Michael Jackson was indeed guilty, given his reputation as an eccentric. He already had that at the time. Others were talking about possible scam concocted by the child's father, especially since the child's mother wants to have absolutely nothing to do with the accusations and described them as a complete fabrication. Despite all these doubts, Michael Jackson's residence was searched, Neverland Ranch, and Michael Jackson himself had to subject to a rather humiliating strip search. Because investigators wanted to see if the physical description provided by the child was indeed accurate. Let's just say that it was inconclusive. But all the stress caused Michael Jackson to quickly become addicted to painkillers, and he will later pay the price for that. Now, this Jordan Chandler scandal soon fizzled out because the two parties settled out of court for $22 million, and Michael Jackson was never officially charged. But he did continue to make the headlines, especially in the tabloid press, but not only. And this because in 1994, he entered a very controversial marriage with to Lisa Marie Presley, Elvis Presley's daughter, a friend who had apparently offered him considerable support during the previous rather turbulent year, 1993. Now, the marriage lasted for less than 2 years, which isn't a whole lot, and the media soon began talking about the whole marriage being itself a scam, a ploy, intended to prove that Michael Jackson was as heterosexual as your next fellow, and definitely not a pedophile. But they were not particularly successful in that respect, as you might imagine. Now, his bizarre choices for a spouse continued in 1997 when Michael Jackson married a nurse, actually a dermatologist nurse, the nurse who was treating him for his skin condition. And while the choice might be surprising, apparently it was all very nice and well, because the couple soon had two children, a boy and a girl. But no sooner were they born than the couple got divorced in 1999, and surprise, surprise, Michael Jackson retained full custody of the kids. Well, presumably he had fractionally more money than his nurse wife. Apparently two children were not enough for Michael Jackson. In 2002, he bought another one. Or at least a surrogate mother gave birth to a child who was supposed to be Michael Jackson's son, obtained through artificial insemination, also they say. This new boy, named Michael Jackson, just like his brother and just like his father, was soon nicknamed Blanket. Blanket was definitely not something that convinced people that Michael Jackson was indeed a normal heterosexual willing to lead a normal family life. A documentary that aired in 2003 and which was entitled Living with Michael Jackson was practically the final nail in the coffin of Michael Jackson's reputation. We see him there holding hands discussing sleeping arrangements with another 13-year-old boy. Soon afterwards, Michael Jackson was officially indicted on 9 counts, and you probably know the whole story. You also know that in 2005, he was acquitted. And this, together with the O.J. Simpson trials, was seen by many cynics as something, let's say, not particularly praiseworthy on the part of the American justice system. Now, he was acquitted despite the fact that he openly admitted to sleeping with teenage boys. Now, that's anything but normal. And you might wonder, how come he got away with it? Well, believe it or not, there is some merit to what the doctors, psychologists in that particular case, who examined Michael Jackson told the court. They said that, in point of fact, Michael Jackson himself is anything but a pedophile. He is himself a regressed 10-year-old. And the accidents of Michael Jackson's biography might indeed corroborate that diagnosis. Michael Jackson did not really have a childhood of his own. At the age of 5 or 6 or 7, he became practically the victim of his abusive father, Joe Jackson, blue-collar worker in a steel mill, who saw music as a way out. And as a consequence, he really forced his children into incessant rehearsal. He abused them, he terrorized them. And there were many, many incidents that Jackson talked about in a famous 93 interview with Oprah Winfrey. That, I believe, explains part of his behavior. That belief explains some of his eccentricities. And let me just say by way of conclusion that even if I'm not a Jackson fan, I'm convinced that in a few decades' time all the controversies will be forgotten, and the only thing that will endure by then will be his music. Because that indeed is a value, that indeed is precious. And it has to be acknowledged as such. Thank you.